Try it now.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. PJ and Jim's after show. By the way, before we get started with this, can I just point out, ladies and gentlemen, that I deserve some degree of sympathy. Yes, in this particular after show show, because literally as we were setting up the studio to do this and I was preparing everything for PJ's arrival.
Oh my God, he's going to shame me now.
Yes, he literally let off the biggest fart.
Well, it wasn't an accident, but it had to happen. And it was the fart of a sick man. And let's not say you weren't warned. I wasn't warned.
You were.
I said I just farted.
I will admit you did apologise afterwards.
Yeah, well then I farted.
It was this huge... And you went, sorry about that. And then you added insult to injury by saying, plus, that will be the fart of a sick man. So, I mean, God
that
knows
the
what
warning.
The smell might be like.
That was the warning. I said that was the fart of a sick man who's been devouring
you
his own buggers in his sleep.
You did it, though.
It's still a warning. Like, you had a chance to leave the room.
That's your version of a warning.
Yeah, so literally, is it post-explosionary?
After an earthquake, you go... Tell you, careful. That could have been an earthquake. That could have been. Oh, you think?
Well, it's like the earthquake has started, and you go, quick, under here.
Oh, so I should have run out of the room.
Duck for cover. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was given the opportunity.
Before the cloud.
Look, I don't know if it's smelly or not. My nose is blocked, which is another problem I have to deal with, apart from everything else.
Yeah.
But I'm obviously by your face, you're not getting sick.
No. It's,
you're not traumatized.
Yeah. Unless it's very slow moving.
Could be.
Unless it's like, you know, the Icelandic dust cloud or something.
Yeah, I judge it by the sound. I think it was mostly volume, judging by the sound.
Yeah. Louder ones tend to be a little bit safer.
I love those farts that it's like someone's trying to shout hello. It's like that. And you look around. They go, was that you? No, it was me arse. Oh, really?
Like your arse saying hello to
you. Yeah. Why? Hey. You know them ones.
Yeah. I definitely think it's the silent ones. You have to be more there. The
oh,
ones that
definitely,
could,
yeah.
Killer,
the killers. Seeping ones. The ones that make your bum hot. You know them ones. And then you start feeling a bit of heat. You're like, oh my God, I don't know if I can stop this. And it's still going. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God. Yeah. And then you can feel a chili flake or something. You go, oh my God.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know if that's a leak.
When it's a...
Or if it's just genuinely, it's so hot that the heat is moving around the balls. You know that way? And you're like...
Exactly.
And you're trying to find a place you can drop the hand on yourself to have a sneaky check. And you're there going, wait, is that sweat or is that diarrhea? I don't know. And you're feeling, and then you feel another one, you're going, I can't risk it. I can't risk it being... Because sometimes that turns
full
into...
Full blown wind tunnel.
You're like, oh Jesus. It's too late. There's nothing worse than being the grown man who poos his pants and you could have stopped it.
Please don't tell me. I know what's happened to a friend of yours because you did tell me the story.
Oh, we've
please all... tell me you haven't been that soldier though.
Oh, I have pooed myself, yeah.
Are you serious?
In my own bed when I was sick, I pooed myself.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
It was terrible now. It was only a little one.
Thankfully, I've spared myself that particular
moment,
indignation.
I was lying there in bed going, oh, Jesus. And then I was like, oh, I need to fart. I was like, oh, I'd say the runny stuff was over.
Oh.
So I was playing with it. I was like, that, a little bit. Okay, that's a little bit, Grant. That's just there. That's a little bit, that's just there. All right, okay. Another little bit has to go there. We can make this. Oh, fuck! Shit! I had to run there, run into the jacks. Oh, terrible,
dear
yeah.
Dear God.
Oh.
Mind you, I suppose you, at least you have, I know it might be scant consolation, but at least you were on your own, in your own house.
Oh, yeah, not
where you could
thing.
Literally kind of take care of business without anybody else knowing.
Here's the worst thing.
And in fact, had you not been prepared to literally broadcast the fact, nobody needed to know.
Well, yeah. Yes. Very true. And here's the worst
thing
that happened, right?
Your honesty is very admirable.
I had to get this thing right. I had to get the scope up my bottom one day, right?
Right.
Looking for an ulcer they were, which they never found, which kind of makes the whole thing feel fucking pointless. But anyway, I went to get this scope, right? And before the scope...
Did you go up there to look for an ulcer?
They do, yeah. They're different type of ulcers to do, yeah.
Right.
So before the scope, though, you have to get cleaned out, right? They're not going to go... You know, you need to clean the chimney.
Yeah.
So I went in... And they did, to get an enema, right? To get the chimney swept, right? And your man shoves the thing up or whatever. It's a hose up your hole, effectively, right? And turns on the tap. And I was like, brrr, and it's the weirdest.
Oh, it was one of those colonic jobs, wasn't it?
Yeah, you had the weirdest feeling in the world, man.
I've never had one of them.
You're in your smock with the fucking back tied and everything. And they open it up and you're there. And then they fill you up with water. And it's like, and you're like, Jesus, how much is this going to take? You know them yolks that you break in the supermarket, 2 for a 5? It's like one of them fucking emptied inside you. And then I stood up, and she goes, right, we're going to have to move quick. And we ran out, and there was someone in the toilet having a shy. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
and
no!
The nurse is knocking like this, going, hello, will you be long? And I just heard some elf in there doing his business. And she goes, it's fine, come on, this way quickly. And I'm walking, and then I'm walking, and the stomach starts to go, you know that bubble of gurgling?
Yeah, yeah.
So we got to the other toilet, the staff toilet. Sure enough, Dr. Hoojimajig is in there having his own bit of a thing, right?
Oh my God.
So then she goes, oh God. And she said to me, I don't think you're going to make it to the other one. I was like, what? I was like, well, I can't just hang around here. Like, this is coming. You can hear it. And someone's like, yeah. And my arse was getting heavy. Like, it was like as if someone had a thread tied to a block of cement and I was pulling it around me whole. And then we ran for the other one, the long one, right? So we had to change into a different ward, right? I'm running through the ward with no back on me smock. And like crossing corridors, there's people going to visit other people, and there's drips coming out of me onto the floor. Drips.
Oh, Christ.
And I got in, right, and I got made it. Thank God I made it, right? But I got in and I sat down. Some,
this is like a fucking disaster movie.
Yeah,
this
it was like that.
Fucking,
yeah.
Oh my God, it was like race against time.
I've never been as afraid in my life.
Jeez.
Especially when you have to leave at least the safety of the ward into the public area, and they're all standing around, and you think,
and you've got a gape.
If I explode here, yeah, it's going to be like, I think I can be done for a suicide bomb. So I bring us in to this other place, and I get in to the public one, the public toilet, right? And I sat down, and I swear to God, for a second I thought, oh, nothing's going to happen. I'm actually all right.
Yeah.
I said, jeez, that was mad. And then I just heard, right? And I was like, I could hear the water before I could feel it. It was like,
it was like a tsunami.
It was like a tap, and I was like, oh, jeez. Followed by, it was unbelievable.
Oh, Jesus.
It was unbelievable. I'd say there was glasses of water all around North Dublin from the Mater Hospital shaking like this, like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
You know when your man's walking, yeah, and boom, 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 boom. It was like that, but an ongoing tremor for about 5 minutes, I'd say.
Jesus.
I've never, ever got a fright like it.
You'd imagine
they'd have
the precaution of like maybe doing that sort of stuff in a room with a toilet.
You would think so.
You'd imagine the easy thing in the room would be, right, well, this is where we're going to fill people up with water up the hole. So what we'll have a toilet en suite.
Or even one of
just
those
for us.
They have toilets on wheels in these places. You know what I mean? The chairs.
Mind you, I don't know if a bedpan would have done you.
I would have done. The splashback.
I mean, it would have been everywhere.
This is actually a disgusting podcast to do. Yeah. I apologise.
I was actually just thinking as we were talking there, what am I going to call this one? What possible title can I put on this?
Yeah, yeah. The lack of facilities in the Irish.
Exactly.
It's a very official name. But you'd think they would have some sort of a thing rather than the Irish attitude of, ah, sure, look, it's just across the way there. It'd be grand.
Yeah. Obviously, whoever did whoever designed Irish hospitals is the same person who designed Irish roads. Because, you know, ones that make absolutely no sense.
No sense. Like
bus lanes that stop in the middle of a housing estate.
There's a cyclist going around the toilet demanding he has more right to be there than you. And it was amazing. And then when you're in there for ages, right? Because obviously a lot has happened. And then they
not to mention the fact you're traumatised.
And they still want you to keep your appointment
counseling
for the camera in the bottom. So they're knocking the door. Are you nearly ready, Mr. Gallagher? Are you nearly ready? And they're going, I'm not nearly ready. Yeah. You've no idea. I'm trying to get rid of a gallon of water. And it's just, they're waiting for you in the room. I'm like, what do you want me to do about it? I'm like, what do you want me to do about it? You know, and talk about, I mean, I'm not going to get into the cleanup process. That's really disgusting. But then, like, as soon as that's done, you're going in to get your, something,
so it's,
a proper bottom investigation.
You've just gone through one indignation.
Yeah.
And now somebody wants to film it.
Oh my God, I'll never forget it. The bottom one. I had to get one down the throat and one up the bottom, right?
Please tell me it wasn't the same one. They didn't just whip it out of your arse, give it a wipe with a J-cloth and stick it down your throat.
It says, if you had hurried up in the toilet, we would have done this way quicker. Thankfully, the throat was much worse than the bottom.
Was it?
The throat was much worse.
I've had one down the throat.
That's much worse. The
How
bottom
do you think
field,
so?
Yeah.
Mind you, they put me out for it. Put me out cold.
They didn't have me out cold.
Yeah, yeah.
And this big blue ball in your mouth with a hole in the middle so you don't bite through the tube.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a Hoover down here, like the dentist has just come in from the crack.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, retching like crazy.
And
you can see just out of the corner of your eye what they're looking at. And it was absolutely awful. Jeez, it was awful.
Are you sure you didn't go to Dynarod and not fucking... I mean, it's just, it doesn't sound like your archetypal professional hospital.
Yeah,
the
I know.
One you went to.
Yeah, no, I know now. I suppose it was a long time ago. Maybe it's different now.
Yeah.
It's probably about 20 years ago.
Jesus.
It was about 20 years ago, yeah. So I'm sure they're better at it now. I'm sure they're much softer with your bottom and throat these days. Yeah. I'm sure they are.
Maybe yours was a landmark case. Maybe that's what ultimately inspired the change in the health service.
Maybe I left and says, listen, that can never happen again. How that fella has not made a complaint is beyond me. Oh, how did I even get started on that? Oh, yeah, you brought up farting. This is all your fault.
It's my fault. 10 minutes you spent 10 minutes ranting about your arse, and it was my fault because I happened to mention that before we started
the podcast.
You farted.
I farted by accident, and you made a big thing out of it. And now everybody knows me business. Unbelievable. Say Jim McCabe sits in the toilet and classical music comes out.
Well, actually, yeah. That's not far from the truth.
That's what it's like when you're going out with women first.
Bird song.
Yeah, bird song. What's that? Just Jim having a poo. Mozart comes out. He doesn't even need to clean up.
Yeah.
Jim's so clean when he goes for a poo, the toilet cleans itself. It's like, you know, you start going out with someone, that's what it's like, isn't it? You have to pretend that neither of you poo.
Yeah.
You have this weird grace period where you have to pretend you don't poo.
The first time you go somewhere with someone, if you go with a new partner or whatever to a hotel.
Yeah.
And you know, because hotels invariably with the ensuite, the walls.
It's the problem is they're looking forward to it. That's what catches you out, isn't it? You're right. Because you're there. Can't wait. Yeah. We're going to be riding like the clappers. We're going to have a great time. And she's like, I'm going to grab your willy and throw it out the window. And you're like, I can't wait. And I'm going to get the crack on the dickers. I'll be flying around the room. And then we'll sleep. And then you get in, you go, that toilet's pretty fucking close to the bed, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going,
and it's a bit flimsy.
And then all of a sudden you start realising, I can't go in there.
Yeah.
And do a poo.
Because even when you're in,
her head's literally 10 foot from me. The bed's 10 feet away. And you're supposed to go in there and go, and you've been holding it for so long, you know there's going to be a lot of wind build up.
Yeah.
So when you go for your poo, before even the poo comes out, you have to listen to.
The only thing is, thank God for televisions in hotel rooms.
Big time,
That's it, because it's the only thing. It's literally like.
Oh my God.
When you turn it on and you put the news on or a music channel or something on and you put it up to about 25. And she's going, what are you doing? What's way too loud? What are you doing? I don't even want to watch that.
I can't hear.
Trust me.
Trust me, you're going to be glad of it.
Just stay with it. Just stay with it.
You're going to be glad of this.
I tell you, I remember being away with Yvonne once and in foreign, right? And there was the hotel room we were in had like a hatch.
I know.
Have you seen them?
I've seen this, yeah.
It's like into the bathroom. There was a hatch.
And it's just misty glass or some shit.
No, this was an actual thing, a door thing that could be pulled back and forth. And I don't know, is that so you can chat to somebody in the bath?
I don't know.
Or something.
It's very undignified.
It's very weird.
Very undignified.
Very weird.
It was a posh hotel.
I was like, that's very strange. It's like a serving hatch in the bathroom.
I'm into you. I love you and all. But you are never going to see me having bottom business. You're never going to see it. That is my business. You're never going to see
it's
it.
Just
I don't care how
thing.
Sick I am or how bad things get. You are never going to see it. Other people might see it. You know what I mean? A doctor might see it.
Medical professionals,
they might see it. You are never going to see my bottom business. I'll make sure of it.
That's
and then
true.
You're check into a place that costs you 500 quid a fucking night. And all of a sudden, you have to lay these brown eggs looking each other in the eyes.
Oh,
it's like, what the hell sort of place is this? You have to ask someone to leave.
Or
you have to go down and use the public one because you can't.
Have you done that?
I'm just going to have a chat with them downstairs about the price of the room. I think something got confused. And then you just run down and you're like... Come up. No, that's all sorted. It was my fault. I had it wrong. You know this?
I remember doing
gigs. I used to travel around the country doing gigs. And when I started doing gigs, I was a young man, right?
Yeah.
I think I was 19 or something. And the idea of going to a poo in any public toilet was terrifying.
Really? Did you have a phobia of that?
Lots of people
who won't go. If they're out and about.
Yeah.
They'll go home.
Yeah.
They'll go home.
I was like that. I think everybody's like that at the start, isn't it? Like, it's all like, I like my own time. And what if someone hears me doing a fart? And all the smell is on
me. Although, to be honest with you, there's chimes in here, because the jack's in here. The men's ones are,
yeah,
are obviously side by side or whatever. But and it is, there's a touch of that. You hear somebody going into the other one and you're a bit like, oh, for God's sake. Yeah, now, see, that totally, absolutely ruined my relaxation.
Yeah, see, now that's...
That's completely...
That's what I was like when I was 19. I used to be exactly like that.
Yeah.
And then after 20 years, you'd go... You hear someone come in and you go, finally, a bit of company. What do you think of that? You just don't care anymore. It's disgraceful. Well, you lose.
You entered into competition, did you?
Yes, I hear someone.
He'd let him go and he'd be like,
and
oh,
I hear him going,
oh, you think that's good?
I hear a little bit of something hitting the water. I go, oh, is that all you got? Hey. And like that, you don't say that, but you're going, you know it. You know I won. You know I got this. You know I got this.
Oh my God. I'm never going to, if the need ever arises for me to be in a public jacks again, I'm never going to be able to, I won't be able to get that out of my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're mad. It'd be like, say two lads that pull up to the traffic lights and one is revving.
Oh yeah, that's what
you're
it
gonna,
is.
You're going to take me on, eh?
Oh yeah.
Take me on, let's see what you got.
Oh. Come and have a go if you think you're windy enough, yeah? I dare you. And at the start, 20 years ago, I'd be in a public toilet before a gig and you'd be late for the gig. You'd be in there for 40 minutes because of people coming in and out. You'd be afraid to make a noise. And then you'd be waiting for them to use the hand dryer.
Yeah.
You know, so they'd use the hand dryer. You're like, you try and...
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, they only put it for a second. So as soon as it stops, you go...
I do that.
Oh, Jesus.
I do that in the Jackson there. Just at the moment of truth, just putting your hand under the hand dryer. That's grand. That'll mask everything.
Oh, is that you do? Oh, Jesus, that's amazing.
Ah, the paranoia of it all.
It's amazing.
Insecurity is a terrible thing.
Insecurity is a terrible thing, terrible thing. In fairness, yeah.
Oh, Lord. I tell you something, now I've got to go and think as what to call this podcast. Jeepers, I think I'll just call it...
That's going
to
be harder than actually covering what goes on.
I think I'm just going to call it Rock Bottom.
The Wind in the Willows. Rock Bottom at the... Yeah, Rock Bottom at the Wind in the Willows. Something like that, yeah. I don't know what you're going to call it. Thank God that's your problem. I'm going for a shite.